Welcome back to the J&G Show. I am Jax LaMenda, joined alongside Jackson Sonhalter and George
Yeah,
O'Brien.
get it
We are.
right. There you go. Get my name right. Thank you.
My
Appreciate
bad. My bad. I just
it.
it didn't come out.
You're good.
Are we gonna redo that now, or like
No,
we'll
I'm just
do
gonna
that?
call you
No, no,
Norman. I'm
no.
just gonna call you Norman from now
Oh
on.
my God.
So
There's
all
no
right.
way you're gonna call him Norman. That's like,
All right.
anyway, we're here to break down week eight, starting off with the Falcons Panthers, and we'll get into all the trades and free agent signings as we get to the respective teams, their specific games. So the first one, like I said, Falcons Panthers.
I mean,
I
come
don't
on.
see why this isn't a Panthers win, to
Is
be
CMC
honest.
playing tonight?
He's not,
It
no.
doesn't
He's not
matter.
playing.
Falcons
Yeah,
can't
I
win still think it's a
again.
Panthers win.
Yeah. Choke. Choke
Dude, Todd
again.
Gurley.
Todd Gurley chokes.
Yeah, we saw it in the college football
Yeah.
in the Indiana Penn State game. Same thing happened. Penn State
Yeah,
running
same thing
back did the
happened.
same
Poor guy.
thing. He scored. Happened Saturday and Sunday, so I think it's kind of funny.
Yo, it's just like, still though, your defense, it's like Todd Gurley choked, but like, come on.
Yeah,
You give the
it, honestly,
ball
it should
to
not have been
Matthew Stafford
entirely.
with 2 minutes left. Matthew Stafford has the seventh,
Yeah, no, he's very good. He's seventh
very good when it's
most
fourth
game-winning
quarter.
drives with 30 in NFL history.
Yeah, but
Throw some
still, like, that
respect on
shouldn't be entirely on Todd
my
Gurley's
man,
behalf. No, it's not
Matt
entirely on Todd
Stafford.
Gurley. Also, like, they
Yes,
should have
it
scored.
is.
No, 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 no,
What
no,
do
no,
you mean?
no,
You
no.
just fall to the ground and the game's
You
over.
cannot blame the defense on an offensive player. So,
I guess, but like the defense never has that opportunity to choke if Todd Gurley does his
yeah,
job.
but there wasn't too. There was like a minute left, so like realistically, the defense
So,
easily should have locked up, but like they didn't.
yeah.
No,
Sounds like the
Todd
Bengals
Gurley
defense.
choked.
Sounds like the
No, yeah,
Bengals
we'll get. All
defense.
right, we'll get to those. But like the thing is, like, yeah, he choked, but still, a
I
minute.
guess. I mean, he had a good fantasy. Granted, if you had him in
Whatever.
fantasy,
I
I
mean,
mean,
it's just because of that
that's
bum touchdown.
hey, if you had him, he had two touchdowns, so I mean, he didn't have a bad week, but like,
Todd Gurley's
hey,
washed. All right, he's
but if you
washed.
had him in fantasy, it was a good week.
Yeah, that's because all defenses
That's all
suck.
I have to say.
Basically, every player is good. But anyways, this game, Panthers are taking it because
Yeah,
Falcons just can't
Panthers.
hold a win or lead,
Yeah,
that Panthers defense is good. That passing defense is really good, and that's all the Falcons really are able to do well is
Yeah,
pass the
Todd
ball.
Gurley's not good.
Yeah, not good enough. All right, next one, we're gonna do Vikings Packers. This is a solid game.
Vikings come
Like,
off a bye.
low key, but at the same time, not because the Vikings are playing
Dalvin
really
Cook
bad.
might be playing.
I don't,
No,
dude,
I think Dalvin Cook is
Davante
done.
Adams at 200 yards. It's just,
Davante
obviously, I'm picking
Adams
Packers. I mean,
is
the
so
Vikings are just
good.
destroying their team, and the fact that there's even trade rumors
Yeah.
that Adam Thielen could be gone is ridiculous. So, I don't know. I got Packers easy.
I
I
got
like that.
Packers, especially at
I love that
home.
passing game. And I think Aaron Jones is back this week as well for the Packers.
Hey, Jamal Williams did not play that bad of a
No, he
game.
didn't. I didn't mean to. He played really
No,
well.
Jamal Williams is good. I like him as a backup.
He's a great backup.
They
I mean,
both have good backups. Madison
Oh,
for the
I
Vikings as
love
well.
that.
Madison was like,
Oh,
eh.
no. I love that Jackson just said, I love Jamal Williams, because I vividly remember either on in the car together or on a podcast, we were talking about running back duos, and I mentioned Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones, and he goes, "Who the heck is Jamal Williams?" And that
Yeah.
was like 2, 3 weeks ago, and now you're all about Jamal Williams.
He had a good game. He had a good game. That's what I
Yeah,
said.
but yeah, okay,
Sorry.
whatever. Packers win this though. Vikings,
Whatever. Yeah.
they just they're
Dalvin Cook's
turning into the
questionable.
Vikings are literally just tearing apart their team. I mean, they got rid of Yannick Ngakoue that they literally just got. So,
Yeah, and they also got rid of Stephon Diggs, which was a huge thing. That was obviously the beginning,
yeah, but
but
yeah.
it was just doomed from the beginning, I guess you could
Kirk
say.
Cousins is gone after this season. Agree or disagree?
I
Well,
don't think
that's
he
the
should be
thing.
on an NFL roster.
I
Yeah, I think, well,
disagree.
if he's on an NFL roster, he should be a backup. He should not be a starter.
Well,
No, he
I
should be a
disagree just
starter.
because, like, no team would need him. If you mean, like, trade,
Nobody
no.
wants Kirk Cousins.
Like,
Kirk
no one
I
will.
feel Cousins on my
Like,
team.
I think the Vikings are either,
Jets.
I don't know what Kirk Cousins' contract is.
Yeah,
I think the Vikings will either cut him or they'll trade him away, maybe, for, like, nothing.
Vikings
They'll
won't get
try
a
and get
low enough
something
pick, though,
for
to get
him.
a good quarterback. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? So that's
Yeah.
why they'll hold on. But anyways, besides the point, let's go on here to Titans Bengals. Good game.
Joe Burrow is a future
Just
Hall of Famer. That's all I have to say.
yeah, give it some
We're in his
time still.
rookie year.
Yeah, give it
That's all I
some
have to
time.
No, he played
15
extremely
years from
well.
now.
Extremely well.
He's so good.
Actually, no, I want to give it up to the not even Joe Burrow in that game. I want to give it up to the line. They actually they held up against Myles Garrett. Surprising.
True.
They
Other
actually
than the
played a
strip
good game.
sack.
But yeah.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, but that's one play. You know, that's
still leading the NFL in sacks.
Okay, cool. But like, that doesn't matter because the thing is, they almost won. I mean, this game, I don't think they're going to win. We saw Titans in a very close game against the Steelers.
Titans should have won that game.
Gronkowski sucks. We'll get to it later. We'll get to it later.
How do you miss that?
Titans win this game, though. Coming off that loss, they'll bounce back. Bengals.
AJ Brown, Corey Davis are going to carve up that Bengals secondary. They don't even need.
No, it's like, going to be Derrick Henry.
No, expect Derrick Henry to have 450 yards.
It's gonna be, yeah,
but here's the thing. They don't even need him to win this game.
That's all they're going to do, though.
I understand. Yeah,
just
but,
run the ball.
But Tannehill and pass, Tannehill with AJ Brown and Corey Davis are Titans, insane. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Jonnu Smith, too. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's had a slow.
Yeah, it's a good bounce back after a game Titans, that they should have won, that they were in the position.
They're going to destroy the Bengals on both sides of the passing. Passing and rushing is just going to annihilate this Bengals defense.
Yeah, I want to see Joe Burrow play good against a good defense.
He
got destroyed against the Ravens.
Although Titans are winning.
Notable thing.
No,
to
I know.
Say,
I just
though,
want to see. I still want to see Joe Burrow play good.
I'm pretty sure. I have I'm 90% sure Joe Mixon will sit out again this week. So expect
you. Why not? If you're expected to lose, why not? Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right,
speaking of teams expected to lose,
I want to get into this, okay?
Did you guys see the spread for this game? Please tell me. Yeah. Are you going to mention the spread?
It's 21
First
and
off,
a half, right?
Let's get off the bat. Insane. They're going to get demolished. All right, Jets are going to get smacked. But if we look at the schedule for the Jets, they are going 0-16. They are going 0-16. And I will tell you why.
They can't beat anybody.
Listen. Patriots twice, okay? One of those games could
go
either
way. The Patriots are looking right out.
It could go either way. They play the Patriots next week, and then last game of the year they play the Patriots. So that could go either way in one of those games. They play the Dolphins. Dolphins beat them 24-0 last time. Okay, ready? Oh, I'm not done. Seahawks.
Nope.
Rams.
Nope.
Raiders.
Nope.
And then
Chargers.
I think the Chargers. Yes, the Chargers. That is their schedule. They are
going
to
have a hard. It's and the Browns,
and then the Browns too. Thank you. Yeah, they'll lose to them. But that's
they have a hard schedule anyway.
They're getting smacked. There's no way they win a game this year. There's no way.
They might be able to beat
New England, we cannot talk about the Jets Chiefs this week because obviously Chiefs are going to win. There's no argument to be made. So we'll
Clyde
talk about
Edwards-Helaire to glory, baby.
Let's see what Le'Veon Bell does against his former team, right?
No, no,
right? Former team.
No.
Who cares?
I mean, he only had a couple carries, right? He only had one or two carries against Denver, right?
Yeah. In
the snow.
Listen, I get Le'Veon wanted to go to a good team, but the thing is, that was the wrong team to go to.
I know.
I agree. I entirely agree.
That's what I'm saying. He's not going to get the ball. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a goon.
I know it's a bit controversial, but he should have went back to the Steelers. That probably would
have been smart. Thank you. I wanted him back. I wanted him back.
That would have been smart. All right, so Jets get smacked.
Jets get smacked.
Colts-Lions, moving on here. Colts, they had a bye, right? Or did they play? I think they had a bye.
They had a bye, yeah.
Bye.
And Lions, obviously, came back against the Falcons, which is kind of expected against the Falcons.
Well, that wasn't expected. That was just a bad play by Todd Gurley. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a close game, though.
But the Lions should have won that easily, like, even before that play. So, whatever.
I mean, but it's Colts-Lions.
Dude, this is a good game. This is going to be a tight game.
Yeah, I don't like
because Philip Rivers sucks so much.
Hold on, let me explain why
it's
going to be a tight game.
You think Sam Darnold's bad? Philip Rivers sucks.
Yeah, thank you. I've been tooting the horn of Philip.
No,
Rivers
I know. I wanted to give him a chance this year with like a new team and a good defense.
No, Philip Rivers has been washed for the past.
No, Philip Rivers is washed.
He's terrible. I was just like, I feel bad.
Yeah. Anyway,
imagine being a backup on imagine being the backup quarterback. Is Jacoby Brissett still their backup?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Like, how is Jacoby Brissett not better than Philip Rivers? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Am I missing something?
I got Lions in this one though.
I got Lions in this one. Yeah.
I think the Lions can put up a fight, but
I love their wide receiver core. Always have.
The Colts offense isn't good enough to be
that's
able
what,
to.
That's what
I mean,
think
like
too.
The Lions
but
defense.
The Lions defense is terrible. That's what I'm saying.
But it's good enough.
It's
you know
good enough
mean?
To hold
Do you
them.
Think so?
Yeah,
I do. Also, you're looking at Lions around Thanksgiving month. So the Lions
right.
in Thanksgiving,
yeah. the Lions
in November.
Lions in Thanksgiving.
Well, they always play Thanksgiving, so like you will never see them lose on Thanksgiving, guaranteed.
Yeah. Wow,
Lions are insane.
Wow, but
bro, Marvin Jones is like little fact, dude. Marvin Jones, the past 3 years, has gotten 2-3-3 for touchdowns on Thanksgiving. That's insane. This guy's like the best Thanksgiving.
That's like the only good game.
That is a weird stat.
It's true, right?
The only good game he has.
This is the only good game we ever had.
No, every single year since 2018, it's been like the fantasy thing after Thanksgiving. It's been like, is Marvin Jones?
Well, I remember I needed Marvin Jones to get 38 points for me to win. And
he got you 37.
No, he got 48 on Thanksgiving. And I'm like, Marvin Jones. So then I got his football jersey the next day. So
yeah.
Wow. we got Lions across the board here, right?
Or yeah.
Jackson, Colts.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Lions.
Jackson's like on the board. He's gonna go Lions. Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Here we go.
Game of the week.
Game of the week.
Of the year. Game of the year. Honestly.
No. Not game of the year. Not game of the year.
So far. This is game of the year so far.
I'd like to see a Chiefs Chargers again. That might be game of the year. But
Okay. You guys give your picks and give your little reasoning, and then I want to
give a quick thing though. I'm picking
Steelers are gonna win.
I'm picking Steelers. But yeah, Steelers win this game, I say they go undefeated. If they win this game, they go undefeated.
You think so?
They play the football team, the Cowboys. They play Colts, Jags, Browns. They could go undefeated.
Well, they play the Ravens again. You don't think they
play the Ravens on Thanksgiving?
Week 17, right? Or is that
they play on Thanksgiving. Browns.
All right. I think they
win this game, they go undefeated.
Before I say this game against the Ravens, just to piggyback off of what George was saying, there's one way we don't go undefeated.
You lose this game.
It's if we're 15-0. No. It's if we're 15-0 going into the Browns game. We've already clinched the playoffs.
Dude, go for it, bro. Don't sit people.
Huh?
Don't sit people. I would go for it.
All right, but here's the thing, and that's what I agree with you, is
no, Mike Tomlin's going to end up going for it because the Browns are going to need to win that game for wild.
True. Card. That's what I was thinking. Like, who
Mike Tomlin's just going to be like, you need to win. No, we're going to beat you.
Yeah. So if the Steelers are still 15-0 and the Browns need to win, I think they'll still play all their starters. And there's the fact that, hey, we're 15-0. We might as well just make it a perfect season.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? So it can go either way. But either
one
way.
One quick thing. Sorry.
Yeah, you're good.
The only way the Steelers do not win, go undefeated, they could get injuries everywhere. It doesn't matter. They're actually the healthiest team in the league.
Yeah, no, they've been
they
really
lose
healthy.
Big Ben, they're done. That's the one player they
can I agree. Lose. I completely agree.
You could lose Connor, Claypool, Juju, doesn't matter.
Hold on. Because this is something. There's two things that I wanted to mention going into the Steelers game. The trade deadline is not over. I still firmly believe, I think it's one or the other now. I still firmly believe they're going to go trade for Dwayne Haskins. Okay, so
not bad.
Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold and Dwayne Haskins are still in the mix. But
I would get Dwayne
Haskins. I want to see Dwayne Haskins in a good system. I'd rather see Dwayne. Dwayne Haskins
is way better than Darnold.
Dwayne Haskins has shown me.
I agree, but here's the thing: like, I don't know if the Jets are ready to give up Sam Darnold. You know what I mean? So that's why I think it's a bit of it.
Okay, by the trade deadline, they'll be like 0-8 because they're playing the Chiefs. So maybe.
So I still think it's a shot, but I think there's a way easier path to getting Dwayne Haskins and Sam Darnold. But anyway,
I think there'll be a three-way trade possibly with Darnold actually going to football team.
Maybe.
I think that's
that could happen. That's actually not a bad. That's not bad. But anyway, let me give you my quick comment, Mike. I'll go quick on the Steelers Ravens here because you guys mentioned a lot of it. But the Steelers, realistically, the only way they lose this game is if they basically play a second half like they did against the Titans. They just need to play a somewhat more.
Big Ben did throw three picks.
But some of those weren't his fault if you watch them. But anyway, like they got tipped at the line, some crap like that. But anyway, the only way the Steelers lose this game is if they play a poor fourth quarter / mid third quarter. And that's the only way they lose because this defense is insane. Even though we lost Devin Bush, that Spillane kid was a stud for the Titans. And then when we got him, he's still a starting linebacker on any other defense.
When he came in the Browns game, I was like, crap, their backups are still better than our starters. Yeah, that's embarrassing.
That Robert Spillane kid is, I genuinely believe, is a starting linebacker in any other organization. And then Deontay Johnson just has to be healthy. If not, you play Claypool, you're still fine.
Still got Juju.
Because Juju in the slot is
James Washington.
Eric Ebron.
Juju in the slot is when Juju's at his best. So you keep him in the slot. He's going to be a stud wide receiver. And then you got Claypool, Washington, and Deontay to work you know, in at the outside, you're completely fine. Because that Ravens defense, Ravens corners aren't good. The only
Thing so you're talking about the defense. I guess that's part of it. But we're kind of just talking about the Steelers real quick. I'll give the reason why the Ravens won't win this game. It's Lamar Jackson. He cannot throw against these guys. He cannot throw the ball against these guys. That's the reason they'll lose. So I'll just get that out there.
So, yeah, I agree with you. I think the Steelers win. It's going to be an awesome win, especially because it's the rivalry week in Baltimore. You got to love beating the Dirty Birds. But
yeah, we'll all have rivalry week except for Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go on to the next one. It's the Rams-Dolphins.
Interesting.
This is another – yeah, I agree with
you.
This can go either way. If Tua plays like how people think he's going to play, the Dolphins are going to win this game. If Tua absolutely just has a terrible first start, I mean, it's Rams all the way. Now, that's a very broad comment, obviously, and that's very, like, you know, that's not like a hot take or anything.
I'm so indifferent to Tua. Truth. Like, I could care less about Tua. It's just I'm mad that he took Fitzmagic's spot because Fitzmagic has actually been insane.
I hope he gets traded. I really, 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 really hope he gets traded. Because
like, if he wanted the Vikings?
The Colts should trade for, like, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Dude, Fitzmagic does not deserve to sit on the bench for the rest of the season. He should be starting.
He's better.
He should go to Jacksonville. He should go to Jacksonville and end the year with them. Why not? They have no chance. It doesn't matter.
I think they like Minshew.
The Jaguars really aren't that bad. Like, they've lost, like, the games they've lost have been close. It's just, like, they're just, like, not over the hump yet.
Like, Fitzmagic can go and request a trade to Miami, and who is going to say no to giving, like, I don't know, a fifth round, a sixth round for Fitzmagic for the rest of the season? The Dolphins don't say no. They get more draft capital, and they're going to start Tua the rest of the season anyway. So
yeah, I don't like that. Yeah. But anyways, my pick for this is I'm going to go Rams because the Dolphins defense, I just don't
It's better than you gave them credit for.
No, I think it's worth it.
Dolphins defense is kind of good.
Those corners, that team, Byron Jones, Kyle Van Noy, they're healthy. The washed veterans that got picked up are playing good.
No, those are the veterans. But the thing is, the Rams run that offense where it's weird plays, man. And when you got veterans going against those weird plays, you'll see them get burned. And by weird plays, I mean jet sweeps that turn into pitches that turn into 50-yard bombs. That's the Rams' offense, and it's so weird. You don't think about that, but when you're playing an offense like that, it really messes you up.
Well, then the last thing I want to say is I'm going to pick the Dolphins just because the Rams' wide receivers, their main wide receivers, and Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp have been awful. They've been terrible. I mean, actually, no.
Cooper Kupp has been terrible. Robert Woods has been good.
But they have not been what people have expected them to be in these past couple weeks.
Literally horrible.
Thank you. I agree. But
Robert Woods, you got to give him credit. He's actually doing pretty good.
Right, but they're going up against a solid cornerback team, and the safeties for the Dolphins aren't bad either. So I just think the Dolphins managed to squeak out. It's going to be a close game, but they squeak out with this one.
Yeah.
So, Jackson, what do you got?
Rams win just because of NFC special teams player of the week, Johnny Hecker, 5 points inside the
baby.
Absolute goon for the brand. Jared Goff still sucks. But Sean McVay is going to run that off.
He's so inconsistent. Oh my God, it's so bad. Like
I want to see Sean McVay with a good quarterback and see how many points
Jared Goff and Josh Allen might be one of the most like inaccurate, inconsistent quarterbacks. Let's move on to Bills Patriots
because Josh Allen against the Jets did not get a touchdown.
He had 300 passing yards. I know they had six.
He didn't have one touchdown.
Field goals. I know he still had 300 passing yards though. But against the Jets, I know I was disappointed too. Bro. I started him in fantasy over Russell Wilson. Okay, I get it.
What?
Yo, you goon.
Oh my God. Why would you do that at all?
Because, dude, it's Russell Wilson against the Cardinals.
It's Russell Wilson. Paper. He's going to win MVP by a long shot.
What are you doing?
Paper, Russell Wilson also threw three picks. But, like, he still had, like, 29 points.
He threw three touchdowns to freaking Tyler Lockett alone.
Okay, yeah, but Josh Allen against the Jets. Josh Allen had 30 points against the Jets week one. It was a safer bet on paper.
Patriots got smacked.
Yeah, Patriots.
Really? 49ers? That was a worst loss for the Patriots. That was a 49ers? Worst loss for the Patriots. Well, I'll get into the
49ers.
That was their worst loss. I don't know if you guys knew that. That was Bill Belichick's worst loss.
Worst loss in the last 20 years, right?
That is.
Yeah. It's the end of an era, folks. We said Cam it last Newton week.
Three picks.
The nail in the coffin was last week. It got taken out in the fourth quarter, too.
Yeah. Who was that backup? I don't even. It was like. Started with an S?
Brent Stidham or something.
Yeah. He even threw a pick. So it's like not even Cam Newton was playing bad. It's just that defense was on point. But for this game, Bills.
He's done.
Bills. Bills all the way. He's
still their starter. Yeah, I got Bills. I need to see Josh Allen bounce back for to think
if he doesn't get a touchdown, any chance
in the AFC. Otherwise, yeah.
I got Bills, and then I wanted to
weekend again.
Yeah, I got Bills, and there's one thing I wanted to add just to get like literally 30 seconds. Do you guys think the Patriots trade Stephon Gilmore by the deadline?
Well, the Niners are looking into him.
That would
you think yes, George?
They get it a lot.
Yeah, I would say yes, because the Niners are actually actively trying to get him.
Okay.
What are the Niners going to give up?
Probably a second rounder. I think they
should shop him, yeah, especially.
No, what they're going to give up is probably Dante Pettis and a second rounder.
That's it? That's second rounder. It? Yeah, yeah.
Second rounder and Dante Pettis is a snag. Dante
Pettis is a legit receiver for
the Niners. Yeah, he is. It's just we have so many better ones.
Stephon Gilmore is like a top three cornerback in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, no. But like,
look at his numbers.
Could you imagine Richard Sherman and Stephon Gilmore?
That's what I'm saying. Like they would.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Two of the best main
corners in the NFL.
But for me, just from what you're trying to bring up, George, and I know you're a Niners fan, and I know you want that, but like that doesn't help the Niners at all for the rest of the season. Like,
dude, the Niners still have a chance. They still do. Like, they're 4-3, and like, I mean, their division's so good.
I will. No, again, I will talk about it.
They'll have a winning season, but they're not going to make the playoffs.
I'll talk about it. Trust.
They have a chance.
All right. We'll get to it. We'll still get to
have
it.
A chance. Right, we have Bills across the board. Anyways, Bills. Moving on to Jackson's turn to talk a lot. Browns, Raiders.
Baker Mayfield, baby. 5 touchdowns.
All right. Let Jack and I give our picks, and then you could go into it.
You're right.
Jack, you could go first. I'll let you.
All right. I feel like I've done the Browns dirty almost all of
every single game this year.
Every single game.
I don't think you picked the Browns for one game this year.
Yeah, and I think this is the week it changes. I'll take the Browns. The Raiders, I mean, they're not, by no means a bad team at all. This is a solid game. I mean, it's fairly equal, but the Browns on paper are better than Odell, and that's how I'm going to – that's how I'm finishing it there. They lost Odell to the torn ACL, but Browns going to win this one.
For my pick, I'll pick Browns, and honestly, I think it's a little bit of a blessing in disguise. No kind of harm or like hate towards Odell, but just having Landry being that number one wide receiver is better.
Oh, like, yeah. And then one
it
thing
just before... helps them so yeah. much. And then Hollywood thing... Higgins, finally, he'll be back in again. He's a stud and they do not use him.
Yeah. One thing before you go, Jackson, and we can talk about it. You can mention it, whatever. Harrison Bryant is a legit thing for the Browns. David Njoku is not. They need to trade him before the deadline. There's good value in David Njoku.
Austin Hooper's their starter, but he's just
I know he's their starter, but dude.
Yeah, no.
You don't need 3 solid tight ends.
Well, I heard during the game and it makes block sense.
And he's not, I mean, he's a little bit maybe of a better passing wide receiver or passing tight end than Harrison Bryant. And Njoku's got to go. Especially because he wants out.
He wants out because he doesn't like the system. Jackson will probably talk about it, but
yeah.
They said something about he wants matchups against like, you know, the safeties and linebackers, but he's not getting that. He's getting lined up as a
wide. But if he's unhappy and you have 2 good tight ends already, get rid of him.
But the thing is, Hooper's hurt right now, so
I know, but there's good value for Njoku.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Jackson.
You know, I think for sure you can get something with Njoku in the trade deadline. I do like Harrison Bryant more than Njoku. I don't know. I mean, Njoku like makes plays like every once in a while, like he had a touchdown catch Sunday against the Bengals, but yeah, I don't really like him in the run game, like Jack was saying. But yeah, Baker Mayfield does play better with Odell Beckham Jr. As dumb as that kind of sounds.
Did he?
Without.
No, he played better without.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you said
without. Literally on paper, their stats are better without Odell.
No, that's what I meant to say. I meant Baker.
Yeah, no, we get you. You just messed up. Yeah, no, that's 100% true.
22 for 23, the incompletion being a spike with 15 seconds left, 5 touchdowns, absolute dot. In the first quarter. Started 0 for 5 in the first quarter.
Yeah, hold on. I got to get it. Odell's an idiot for what he did, that horizontal jump. Like,
I don't know why he jumped. He jumped in, like, and then he just, like, busted his knee. I was like, what are you doing?
Also, like, why is your number one wide receiver trying to go make a tackle?
He no, it was his fault. It's literally all his fault. The guy was literally he was literally hey, don't even get to that. We've all seen the DK Metcalf things. Okay.
That was insane.
Yo, okay.
DK but, Metcalf is
he was running.
He's an animal. He's but yeah, he's not DK Metcalf.
He's not a human.
You know what I mean?
He's not a human.
That's just stupid on Odell, no matter what, though. Like, yeah, what are you doing? He was already getting tackled. He was already getting tackled.
It's bad to say that he did it to himself, but he did.
He did.
Yeah, he did. So, you know, it's tough. Obviously, Nick Chubb's still hurt. He should be back after the bye week.
Is that for sure?
He should be. I mean, it's not confirmed yet, but
I would give it an extra week. Depends I think on who you play,
he'll be fine. Maybe we'll see.
Wait. You think he's going to be the same after he comes back?
We'll see. I think he'll be fine. They don't really play anybody good until we play the Steelers and the Ravens again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I mean your last three games go Giants, Jets, Steelers, so.
Right.
But that's further. So
yeah.
And then, so obviously we all have Browns.
Yeah, with this game I have the Browns. Derek Carr doesn't scare me at all. Tampa Bay's defense is really good.
Nelson Aguilar, I mean, their wide receivers are good, but that's...
Nelson Aguilar is good. I mean, I'm sure they'll play fine, but everybody plays fine against the Browns defense. Everybody can talk about how historically bad the Browns defense was if the Cowboys defense didn't exist. So
true.
I mean, or the Browns defense sucks. Andrew Sandejo should never be on an NFL field.
Every Browns fan hates Sandejo.
He's terrible. He's so bad.
It's pitiful.
Yeah, we need to.
Where's Greedy Williams, by the way?
Hurt.
Out for the season?
He's on IR, I think.
Because, like, he's good. So
he's decent.
Yeah, he's been a bust for them.
Decent.
He's been injured, but.
I wouldn't call him good. I mean, he's been injury prone.
He's supposed to be good, is what I mean, right?
Yeah, he was a good draft pick, but, like, I mean, that's like Justin Gilbert was supposed to be a good draft pick. Almost say it. Yeah, you remember that? Remember that one?
Remember Trent Richardson? Remember that one? You remember that one?
That's recent.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. Jeez. And then I also think Baker Mayfield proved like that was the best game of his career, no doubt. Like,
yeah,
I don't have any doubt.
It's just unfortunate that it was against the Bengals.
Yeah,
I mean, he just got to repeat it.
That's such a Cleveland thing.
He could repeat it against the Raiders.
He's just got to be consistent now. So we'll see. Browns won. This Raiders defense isn't very good either.
Yeah. So Chargers Broncos though. I can't wait to see Chargers play Drew Lock so bad. Yeah, no, he's horrible. Justin Herbert's legit.
Yeah.
He's like top five right now.
Assuming Tua doesn't like play out of his mind for the rest of the season, like the best.
I think he's already got rookie of the year, in my mind.
Well, you think Herbert
does? Joe Burrow has better numbers than Herbert does, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say, dude.
I don't know.
They're both good. No, but this is good though. There have been so many good rookies.
CeeDee Lamb, good before Dak Prescott got hurt.
Justin Jefferson, Clyde Edwards-Helaire,
Brandon Ayuk, don't even sleep.
Claypool,
dude. Oh my God, it's like, how do you pick that?
Yeah,
I know.
I mean,
you got Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert,
it's
and
actually
now you get
to
see
to
Tua.
Pick.
Like Tua
it's
can
easy
still
to
make
pick
his
you don't you pick a quarterback, but like realistically, right. Claypool.
No, Ayuk, I know that's exactly.
Helaire have been insane. You know.
Yeah.
But anyways, Chargers.
Like, DeAndre Swift hasn't been bad either. I mean, he won't win it, but he has
running
been
back.
Bad.
You know, like yeah. Like
I like Herbert a lot.
But like, yeah. But I like Chargers in this game.
Yeah, if you're not picking Chargers, there's something severely wrong. You know.
Yeah, Melvin Gordon's just not it. I really wish Philip
never was it. I can't believe that, dude.
He never was
good.
Philip Lindsay's a beast. I love him as a running back. I wish he'd get traded, honestly, to like.
Dude, but think of this. The Broncos wasted $12.5 million on Melvin Gordon because they had Philip Lindsay. Like,
yes, they did. Like, and like,
it's
Philip
so
Lindsay
ridiculous.
Will outperform him any day of the week.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense.
It's just he doesn't because he doesn't get the carries. So like, you can't say that. Oh, he doesn't. It's like, well, yeah, if he's not getting the ball, then he obviously cannot. So, yeah. all right, here we go. Saints Bears. Ooh, okay. Saints Bears here.
Bears are like so bad for being 5-2.
Yeah, I'm wearing the Allen Robinson from the Jags.
Like they're 5-2. They could probably finish like 5-11. Honestly,
they could.
What's the rest of the Bears' schedule? It's got to get harder because it hasn't
Packers, Vikings, Lions twice. I know that.
Oh man. Yeah, it's what? That's actually still so easy. What am I saying?
I can't. No, I just
dude, they're going to beat the Lions at least once.
Okay, wait. Bucks play the Giants, Vikings. So that probably means Let's see. Bucks play Giants, Bears. So that, but that would mean
Bears play the Titans. Play
Titans, yeah,
Texans, Jaguars.
Yep, yep.
The win.
That's, I thought so. Yeah, it's just the Saints though. Michael Thomas, he's back this week, right?
Not for sure. Again.
Not for sure. Yeah. Like, again, it's some. I hate Michael Thomas so much, dude.
Bro, how do you go from catching 149
in my fantasy draft and you just sit out the whole year? Like,
honestly, I love Michael Thomas for fantasy right now because I just made a low ball offer for him and got him on my team. Traded Marquise Brown for him to a kid that was needing.
There's no way somebody did that.
Just listen.
No, that's a good trade. There's no way that imbecile did that.
Listen, that's a. He accepted it. I did it because he needed wins, and Michael Thomas was burning a hole in his bench because he hasn't played all year.
So. Are you in PPR?
Yes.
Okay. Last year, 149 catches. That's 149 points, excluding yards and touchdowns.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I'm going to have Michael Thomas for the playoffs. I'm going to be stoked on it. So, anyway.
Marquise Brown, LMAO.
That's a Lamau moment.
That's such a bad trade for that kid. Who is that kid?
But back to this game, I don't know who to
Drew Brees look good.
I guess I'll take Saints. Cause
can we say that? Drew Brees look good.
No, he looked good. I just don't know who to.
I think the Saints will win this game.
This could be a
little defense is still legit.
Yeah. I like the Bears defense.
I just haven't been a fan of Drew Brees since the beginning of the season. Like, when I've watched Saints games,
he's looked better.
Yeah, he has, but at the same time, he still looks like old and can't throw the ball. You know, like he doesn't have. Granted, he's older, and of course, he's going to throw the ball less far as he did when he was a rookie.
Well, he just
when he was in
set a record. Congrats to him. We'll talk about the 7,000.
Yeah, but Drew Brees, I think it's maybe Drew Brees has one more season in him. Maybe.
Yeah, but the way that like the
it's thing looking
is,
like it's
Kamara and Thomas are so young, and when they're in, he's on point. I think
but the biggest Bears conversation. Hold on, George.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm just taking Bears.
Yeah, I'm taking Bears as well. Jackson, who's your pick again?
I'm gonna go with the Saints. Nick Foles.
It's a hard game to pick.
Good. Yeah, it is because the Bears defense is good. But anyway, the biggest thing that I want to talk about this game is the Michael Thomas issue. So obviously he's been hurt. Then there were problems in the locker room, and apparently there's been problems with the coach because. Of the same issue that was in the locker room.
No,
so do you think by the deadline or at the end of the season, Michael Thomas is no longer a New Orleans Saint?
No. As long as Drew Brees is on that team, Michael Thomas is not leaving.
Yeah, okay. I don't think.
Jackson?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't – I can't really see a locker room with Drew Brees being in that much disarray to be having a force. Like,
yeah.
Drew Brees is one of the best leaders in the NFL. He's not going to let that happen on his team. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
So as long as he's there, I mean, if Winston's quarterback, maybe something changes or something like that.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Winston.
Yeah.
Dude. Then there's no way he's leaving New Orleans.
No, yeah, that's what I mean.
Because even when – let's – hypothetically speaking –
Jameis Winston is, like, good.
Dude, hypothetically speaking, Brees retires after the season. You still have Jameis Winston, who is a capable starter – Sean Payton will cut down on those interceptions.
Yeah, he's a
oh my
goon.
God. The Saints are still going to be good after they lose Drew Brees.
Yep. Yeah.
Holy crap.
They'll still lose
that.
To the Niners. Probably not, but you know, yeah.
Wow. All right. Then that doesn't matter. He's not leaving New Orleans.
So Bears Saints, right?
Yes.
Jackson Saints. All right.
Yeah. I guess Saints. Yep.
Ooh.
All right. This is a good game.
It's a good game.
Seahawks.
Yeah. George, I can't not pick Russell Wilson. I mean,
listen,
he didn't play that good this week.
He played good, but not for him.
I'm gonna go with the Seahawks. I want to hear you make a case for the 49ers.
Oh, I am, and it all will. Right. I will convince you.
Well, I am.
I will convince you. All right, ready?
Yeah.
In Seattle, no fans. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a big thing. No fans.
Okay.
That defense is horrible.
It is despicable.
Disgusting.
But wait, didn't they just add? They just added Dunlap. I mean, that's a little bit of a improvement.
Yeah. They added Dunlap. That's true. No,
I don't think he can't play though, right? Because
I don't. Yeah, I don't think he's
cannot play.
Anyway.
So that's
same thing with Dez Bryant.
I thought about that. So the defense is horrible, and that offense, we are not gonna have Debo. Okay, we're not. But Brandon Ayuk, Kendrick Bourne, Trent Taylor. And
I don't know
George Kittle, yeah, and you guys probably, but Kittle, they're going to tear, and I mean tear up that defense. Same with McKinnon, who will be playing. The reason he didn't play against the Patriots because he needed a rest, honestly.
Jeff Wilson, 3 touchdowns, by the way.
And, yeah,
120 yards.
I don't know if you guys knew who that was. Jeff Wilson's a beast. He was a beast last year.
Next man up mentality.
I like Jeff Wilson.
So that offense, as long as we hold Russell Wilson on like 2 drives, it's a win.
Because
the defense, the defense is capable enough to slow down. The way Wilson has been playing, I want to get into, he has not been like last year where he was running all around. So it's easier for us, especially because we don't have Bosa and Solomon Thomas, which is a huge loss, obviously, for the year. But he's just been playing in the pocket, which is going to help us a lot. And Fred Warner is on point again.
Fred Warner's a beast. I love
interception.
Might be one of the best linebackers. Actually,
he's one of the best linebackers in coverage. Yes.
And 10 tackles. Come on. That's insane for a linebacker. And then, you know, our safety, like third string, he had 2 picks, whatever. Cam Newton wasn't playing good. But I really do think the Niners could win this game.
I think the Niners can. But I think Russell Wilson needs to play like a bad game.
They can, but Russell Wilson
has been on decline. He has been on the decline.
Dude, they can win this game. I agree with everything you're saying.
I just think Ayuk is going to have it's going to be like last year we had the Debo and Metcalf, the two great rookies going at it. Now, obviously he's not a rookie anymore, but Metcalf versus Ayuk is going to be so fun to watch.
Yeah. But
and then Kittle. Kittle's still Kittle.
Kittle's a beast.
I don't know. But here's the thing. Like, the Seahawks offense isn't even at full strength, considering that Carson's probably going to be out this week.
Which helps.
They still have Carlos Hyde, who had 1,000 1,000 rushing yards last year. Like, Carlos Hyde is – thank you.
I mean, he is going against
Carlos Hyde is that man.
He is.
No, he's going against the Niners. Ohio State University. He is X-team is always fired up. But I don't know if you've noticed, when you're going against the X-team, it's a weird thing. They suck. That obviously, that's probably not going to happen. Carlos Hyde, it's just our run defense, pretty good. Like, it's pretty good. Passing, that's a different story. But honestly, this should be high scoring. It really should be.
It's going to be a good game. It's going to be like the games from last year.
I think this is game of the week.
I'm
going to
be watching
like
this game this weekend.
Yeah.
After finishing my college applications.
Same.
Wait, what's the Thursday night game tonight? Oh, it's like
Falcons-Panthers.
Yeah, okay.
We recorded this yesterday, Mr. Sable, not today. we've been Mr. busy, Sable. Man. We've been busy, okay?
Shout out Mr. Sable.
Shout out Mr. Sable. Anyways, you guys got Seahawks. I got Niners. Moving on to
the best Sunday night, Monday night lineup of the week. We have the Cowboys versus the Eagles and the Buccaneers versus the Giants.
This is a terrible Sunday.
Buccaneers are my Super Bowl pick
from
the NFC. I have the Bucs and Steelers right now.
25-3 against the Washington football team.
And Andy Dalton's out.
Yeah.
And
dude, Kyle Allen was like a top 10 fantasy quarterback this week.
Dude, Kyle Allen? Like, what are you doing, Kyle Allen?
Kyle Allen's the name of my neighbor. Like, who's Kyle Allen? Who's Kyle Allen?
I'll tell you who Kyle Allen is. He's an ex.
Antonio Gibson had like 130 rushing yards. He's good, though.
Terry
like
McLaurin went off, too, dude.
Dude. Cowboys, what are you doing? It's not even the quarterback fault. Ezekiel Elliott has been horrible. Okay, he has been horrible. That defense, worst in the league. I don't even know if statistically is. It just is.
It is. It's like almost worse. So. Like historically, it's like top 5. Like it's like on track.
Oh my!
And they just traded Everson Griffin. Like they just lost their best. Their best.
They're done.
Pressure.
They're done. They're gone. Out of here. Eagles 55-0. Oh, I should have said 56 because that's obviously divisible by 7 because I know my football scores.
They'll have 6 touchdowns and 7 touchdowns.
Dude, Travis Fulgham. Travis Fulgham's gonna have 3 touchdowns this week. 3.
Yeah. Shout out to football for letting me learn my multiplication tables by 7. Really helped. I can go up. I think I can go up to like 96.
Congratulations, 90. Travis Fulgham. 3 touchdowns this week. Miles Sanders, if he's playing, has 2 touchdowns. If not, Boston Scott has 2 touchdowns.
The Eagles across the board. Eagles Scott. Across the board. Eagles.
Amazing waiver wire pickup by Jackson. Boston Scott last week at 18 points.
Dude, I had Boston Scott. I got Boston Scott as well and started him because I had Miles Sanders. Awesome pick. And I got Giovanni Bernard, started him. And I got Jamal Williams, started him.
Beast. All the backup running backs.
They were all insane. They all had at least 19 or more points. Buccaneers, Giants, Monday night game. This is an awful Monday night game.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady had 4 touchdowns last week, right? He's going to have 5 passing.
Tom Brady was gone.
Week.
Tom Brady was not. He didn't go anywhere.
It's just the Buccaneers. Like, there's no way that
Team Giants, is
Antonio
stacked.
Brown's first game.
Stacked. No, they don't have. Yeah. They haven't
it's COVID.
Is it after this week?
No, what?
It's a suspend. It's not. It's not COVID.
They have them week 9. Yeah, they have them week 9.
Yeah,
because I know when somebody gets signed, you will not see them for a while. So,
well, it's because of a suspension. He's, you know, he's eligible to play week 9 against the Saints.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, but I mean, Bucks
are out. Chris Godwin this week again.
Don't matter.
Doesn't matter. They still have Mike Evans.
It's like the Jets. You can't make a case against the Chiefs. You can't make a case for the Giants right here against the Bucks.
Yeah, again, Tom Brady using the little white Scotty Miller, like the little random dude, like the random wide receiver instead of like the stud and Mike Evans.
Right. Okay. Bro, he always does that.
Receivers. Like Bruce Arians, like here are like 3 Pro Bowlers and like a decent running back who can have 1,000 yards for you. And he's like, no, Scotty Miller.
He's like, what about that 5'7" white guy over there?
Yeah, he's like
that guy,
hey,
that's our water
drag,
boy. What do you want to do with that?
And keep running. Don't fumble,
like, dude. That's our water boy. What are you talking about? He's like, hey, can you run a straight line horizontally? Yeah, I think I could. All right, do that. I'm gonna throw you something and just keep running. And if you see somebody in a red, purple, green, yellow, whatever color jersey, just don't run into them. He's like, okay.
Just run away.
Yeah, just run away, but run straight, not backwards. He's like, okay, I think I get it. And that guy's a stud.
Scotty Miller's going to be making $15-20 million a year on his next contract.
I can't wait yet.
Tom Brady. True.
He gets $15 million. Tom Brady retires. That guy never catches a ball again.
Dude, Scotty Miller is the new Julian Edelman.
Never catches another reception from any other quarterback.
When Tom Brady retires, he's going to have like $20 million on his contract. He will never catch a pass again.
I don't know, man. Maybe Scotty Miller is the next Julian Edelman. Who knows?
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, okay. But hold on. Before we end, Jackson said Bucks Steelers for Super Bowl. I think I'm going to go Seahawks Steelers for Super Bowl. Until the Niners prove.
I mean,
Bucks defense is good. That Bucks.
Yeah.
Evan
White. I just don't know.
I told Jackson the same thing.
Hey,
I have
regardless.
Bucks,
I don't care. Steelers are winning the Super Bowl. I don't care. Regardless, they're going to win.
Steelers Bucks. Oh my.
That's an amazing Super Bowl.
That's a great Brady and Ben Super Bowl.
Dude, Brady Ben, Antonio against his old team.
I didn't even think about that. Ooh, Antonio's gonna cook up Joe Hayden for like 4 touchdowns.
No. Minka Fitzpatrick doubles him.
Joe Hayden has always locked down Brown. Like if that goes to the Super Bowl, he's always locked him down.
Yeah. One thing I want to add really quick before then, it's just another quick little trivia thing that, or not trivia.
Trivia.
Well, I'm sure George has got trivia, but
trivia, baby.
But the one thing that I've been doing it throughout the entire show so far. So the Buccaneers backfield. Who do you guys think is going to have more rushing attempts? More rushing attempts than the other? Do you think it's Ronald, or do you think it's Leonard?
Dude, Ronald
probably
Jones I will always stick
just
by
because
that.
There's not like Rojo's not going to struggle against the Giants, so they're not going to have any reason to put Fournette in or get him more carries.
Yeah, but here's one thing that I want to bring up to you guys really quick is Leonard Fournette was, you know, he was hurt, he was the new guy in town, he wasn't getting used for the large majority of the season, but now he's healthy and now he's been in the system for a solid chunk of time. I think there is a very good chance that Leonard Fournette could be the starting running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going forward. Maybe.
I want him to be.
I don't like Leonard Fournette.
Dude, you want Leonard Fournette to be the starting running back purely because of that name.
I personally do not like
Leonard Fournette's name compared to Ronald Jones is like, it's.
I don't care about the name, dude.
This is how, from a name aspect, that's crazy. Explain it. Like,
listen to that offense. It sounds.
You're doing like a fantasy draft, right? On like Madden. And if I see I need a running back, I'm not picking Leonard Fournette. You know, it's like a name I don't want. It's just somebody I, you know, it's just not a thing. Like, I don't know. Leonard Fournette's just not for me.
I think they can get some really good. No, I was going to say they could trade him. at like the trade deadline or something.
No,
no point because Ronald
Jones. That Buccaneers team isn't changing anything until they go to the Super Bowl.
They don't need to change.
No, they're going to change after one thing. Scotty Miller should become like the top wide receiver. That's whatever. Yeah. Scotty Miller.
Yeah, shout out to Gronk for actually remembering how to play football. It's
shout out Frank Gore.
He's going to be so good. He's going to be a top five tight end for the rest of the season. Gronkowski will be. Maybe top three. He might be top three.
I think so.
Shout out Frank Gore.
Oh, we always got to get the Frank Gore in there. But anyways, that is going to do it all for us for week 8. I'm Jackson Lemenda alongside Jackson Sonalter and Jordan.
No, you're Norman.
Signing off.
Norman. We'll see you guys next week for week 9.
Woo!